The epistle for this Sunday after the Ascension is taken from St. Peter. Beloved, be prudent and watchful in prayers, but above all things, have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without murmuring. According to the gift that each has received, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let it be as with words of God. If anyone ministers, let it be as from the strength that God furnishes, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please rise for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "But when the Advocate has come, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness concerning me, and you also will bear witness, because from the beginning you are with me. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yes, the hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think he is offering worship to God. And these things they will do because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you." Thus concludes the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. These things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember, says our Lord. Our Lord speaks of the apostles' memory of their minds as he is preparing them to receive the Holy Ghost, who is the very source of contemplative prayer. A traditional classic form of describing our mind and our body with contemplation was given by a 12th century Cistercian monk named Guigo, G-U-I-G-O, Guigo. And it is called Guigo's Ladder, a ladder with four rungs or four steps of transformation into contemplation. I'll describe the four rungs or steps of Guigo's Ladder so that you may do at least three things: assess your own progress in the spiritual life, secondly, to gain a knowledge, somewhat knowledge, of what the Holy Ghost is operating, how he's operating in your soul with your faculties, and thirdly, to help you to form your children so that they may move up the rungs of the ladder, of Guigo's ladder of contemplation. So what does this 12th century monk have to share with us in terms of our inner faculties and transformation? The first rung or the first step of Guigo's ladder is called lectio, which means to read. Somebody at this first step is a beginner. This appeals to our human faculty of our active intellect, those things that we see and hear, etc., and touch. It's our active intellect. So, for example, the beginner prays at Mass and sees the candles lit and smells the incense and hears the epistle and the gospel and sees the vestments. That's the first level of praying at Mass, for example. On a personal prayer, that which we read and pray, scriptures and lives of the saints, and touching a rosary and praying our devotions. The beginner sees and hears all of that and looks at holy pictures, and that's the first level of Guigo's ladder. The apostles, for example, entered this first level when they saw our Lord and heard Him and saw His miracles, etc. That was the first level of their own development in lexio, the first sense level, our active intellect, point kind of to the front of my head, indicate the active intellect. Once the beginner has this level, has a sure foot on this level, the second rung or the second level of Guigo's ladder is meditatio, which means to meditate or to reflect. Guigo calls somebody who makes it to this level the proficient, the second level. So this appeals to the faculty of our memory, that very faculty that our Lord Himself addresses to the apostles. I've told you so that you might remember. So our memories then are activated by this meditatio, and our memories then are cleansed. This is a very critical step. Most people don't move past this step because they get stuck at the memory. Our memories are cleansed via dilution or atrophy. That is, as what we perceive at our senses, as we reflect and it sinks into our memory, our past sins rise up and we see them with clarity so that they can be then skimmed off in the sacrament of confession. That'd be the mystery of dilution. That is, as the truth sinks deeper into our memory, our sins rise up. Our sins can also die, our past evil memories, through atrophy. As our soul gets more and more enraptured with the beauty of truth, so then our past memories atrophy, delusion and atrophy. This is perhaps the most critical step of Guigo's ladder. So we see then in Mass, our memory is activated first through the sermon. What a sermon is meant to do is to take all of what we encounter through the senses of the Mass and stir that so it is able to be plunged more deeply into our souls, into our memory. And our own meditation at Mass is meant to do this as well. That all that we see and hear and feel and smell, etc., is meant to plunge deeper beyond our sense level. We see this second level then in the lives of the apostles lived right now. That our Lord is allowing them time to meditate on the cross. That is, He's left them in the ascension to meditate on their weakness, how they left our Lord, how they fled even in the challenge of the maid girl at the fire for St. Peter, so that they would grow in knowledge of their sins and hence grow in kapax dei, in capacity and in hunger to receive the Holy Ghost. So this time of waiting is providentially not for naught, but is meant to increase the apostles' meditation on the very paschal mystery that they recently lived through. From lexio to meditatio, from the beginner to the proficient, from the active intellect to our memory. The third level of Guigo's ladder of contemplation and of transformation in holiness is oratio, that is to pray. Here, prayer is characterized by prayer begging God to open the mystery to us. This person is called the advanced, from the proficient to the advanced. This appeals to our faculty of our will or our desire. Our prayer at this point becomes a prayer of yearning for God to open the mystery to us. Whatever mystery or crux it might be in our life, whatever mystery we are pondering, we beg Him to open that next level for us, because we cannot do it alone. Because we cannot open that mystery at all, that which we've experienced in the second level, the meditatio, we experience our utter inability to move to this next rung of the advanced. And this is then a cleansing of our desire, so that our desire is for what God wills and how He wills it, and when He wills it. A pure prayer of desire. for God to do what only He can do and what we cannot do. We see this prayer then at the Mass, where the offertory and canon are characterized by this type of prayer. We beg God over and over to open the mystery of the cross for us on the altar. We see then this level of oratio, the third rung of Guido's ladder, with the apostles. Where did they go after the cross and the ascension? But to the upper room with Our Lady to pray, where they became of one mind and one heart. Their prayer now, begging God to open up for them the mysteries that He has given to them, and He will open them up for them in the descent of the Holy Ghost. The fourth level and final level of Guido's ladder, he calls these souls blessed. The level is the contemplatio, or to contemplate, where a soul receives infused prayer. What is activated in our person is our passive intellect, that which is beyond our senses, beyond what we could even sense if it were even offered to us. We see this at Mass in Holy Communion, where in the Sacred Host, no sensory substance remains. Sensory accidents do remain, but no sensory substance of the bread and wine remains. The substance is totally transformed. It is beyond our senses. We see this infused contemplative prayer, which is a pure gift of God to those most humble souls. We see this in the upper room when the apostles and Our Lady receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the source of contemplative prayer, and the Holy Ghost is contemplative prayer. And as He descends upon them, the apostles then are infused immediately with something that they could never generate, something that was beyond their senses, something that they could not even know what to ask for, in the infusion of the Holy Ghost, which is the Feast of Pentecost. Lectio, meditatio, oratio, contemplatio. Beginner, proficient, advanced, the blessed. Our active intellect, our memory, our passive intellect, and the intellect beyond our senses. We see the apostles being formed by our Lord to receive the great gift of the Holy Ghost. As we turn to our Lord in Holy Communion, He who draws us, as St. Thomas says, beyond our senses, where our senses fail. May we increase in desire for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady of the Cenacle, pray for us. Holy Apostles, pray for us. St. Joseph, Patriarch of the Holy Family, pray for us. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, pray for us. These things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.